By now, if you've been listening to my blogs, you know that core to the Creation Museum's presentation is that dinosaurs lived alongside human beings. Of course, this is a complete misreading of the scientific and archaeological record, but it's not a misreading of the Bible, if you want to take the Bible literally. What I find striking about the museum is what I'm calling the creationist paradox. Clearly, those who created the museum and embrace creationism believe that the Bible is the literal source of truth, that it accurately describes the 6 days of creation, the flood, and the Tower of Babel, and they see those early tales as an historical record of what occurred. It would seem that all a creationist would need to do, though, is openly and honestly state that their understanding of the natural world is based upon their religious convictions, and that the Bible is their source of truth. Yet those who conceive at the Creation Museum and those who research and write their publications spend an incredible amount of time twisting known facts to present their position as if it were scientific. We must ask, why are they so concerned about presenting their position as scientific? Isn't it just enough for them to say, this is what we believe, we don't care about what science has to say, we believe in the Bible, it's our source of truth? Well, apparently not, for they are trapped in the creationist paradox. While they don't like the findings of modern science, they know that in the world in which we live, science is a respected and powerful tool. For all that creationists find it distasteful that modern science explains the evolution of our planet and the species that populate it, there is no way for creationists to simply reject science. To do so would make them look foolish. Thus the paradox. They are forced to look scientific even as they attempt to deny what science reveals about our planet and, more importantly, how human beings evolved. They are trapped, antagonistic to accurate modern science, for it reveals truth they wish to deny, but dependent upon a scientific look in order to show that they are modern, not simply folks out of step with the ascent and insights of recognized science. In their attempt to disprove the science of archaeology, there's one diorama with a video presentation in which two archaeologists are examining the same set of dinosaur bones. They come to different conclusions about what the evidence reveals. Those who put the museum together are correct. Sometimes archaeologists and scientists can interpret evidence differently. However, nowhere in the museum did I ever see suggested that well-meaning and good-hearted and sincerely religious people might read and interpret the Bible differently. Creationists only suggest that it is scientists who can interpret the same evidence differently. They never even open the possibility that biblical scholars would understand and interpret the Bible differently. One of the museum's goals is to suggest that modern science is but a guessing game, and the Bible is truth. Caught in the creationist paradox, they twist and turn science on its head in order to save a literal reading of the Bible. I would suggest that, for the sake of clarity about the purpose of this museum, they should post at the entrance the following quote, which I found on their website. It reads, "Our hope is that this museum will challenge non-Christians to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, equip Christians to better evangelize the lost, and exalt Jesus Christ as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer." What I've come to realize is that the Creation Museum isn't a museum at all. It's simply a church promoting a narrow interpretation of Christianity, an interpretation that believes that only it has the answers and holds the ultimate religious truth. That's not science. That's just good old-time religion pretending to be something it's not. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.